At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Brian, certainly a couple of big projects that are continuing to be in development here for the town of Amherst going forward. Perhaps one of the biggest talked about projects in recent years is Costco, which is set to go up along North Bailey Avenue. What can you tell us about the latest with that project and where things stand right now?
Well, they bought the site, right, which is an important step. But then they picked up their permit, so they're ready for construction. And now that they've filed with the county, then I assume they're going to start moving forward. So we're excited because we want to see that obviously pop up out of the ground. But we've also done a lot of work, been doing a lot of work over that area on sewer and road construction. And we've recently jointly taken on a project with the state to enhance the intersections at Niagara Falls Boulevard and Ridgely, Niagara Falls Boulevard and Romney with MyoVision, which is a product the town's been using for a long time for traffic mitigation. And we're getting ready to, you know, gear up and soon hopefully be able to talk about what's happening next at Maple and Bailey. So lots of good stuff happening in that area of town. And obviously Costco is sort of the icing on the cake over in that plaza.
Now we know that the Dick's store, the new Dick's store, is going up quite fast and progress is going along really well there. When can you tell us about when maybe we can expect shovels to hit the ground for Costco at this point?
They can start any time now. So, you know, I know the site's kind of compacted and they're, you know, that, but they got to break ground for foundations. So I don't exactly know what everybody's construction sequence looks like, but it's right at that cusp now. So,
and things remain on schedule for Costco to continue to stay to open at spring of 2026, as long as there's no hiccups along the way.
I hope so. Yeah. That's what, you know, you never know, right? This is one of those scenarios where, we're at the mercy of all that good stuff happens in Western New York.
In terms of just the excitement there going forward, I mean, people have been really looking forward to this project. And once things start to go up, I mean, any other traffic concerns that people maybe need to be aware of or anything of that matter?
Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot of construction on Ridgely. It's been like that for about a year. So we anticipate that that's going to continue. There's construction. We've got some future plan water line work at Sweet Home and Maple. We've got plans for sewer construction up Sweet Home. There's a lot of work going into that area. And, you know, eventually we're hoping that, you know, some point not too distant future, we'll see the mall site enter the mix too. But, you know, little ways to go still on the process on that project. But good things throughout the corridor and throughout the Niagara Falls, that Boulevard district, you know, all the way down to Station 12 at Sheridan.
And you kind of led me there to my next question about Station 12. What can you tell us about the progress with that project and where things stand right now?
They asked for expedited review on the permits for the next two buildings, the buildings that you see, one of them you see foundations already. So we're moving fast as a town to try to get through the permit approval process there. Assuming that everything's submitted correctly, then we'll hopefully see them start work this fall as well. That's the hope. That'll be adding two more buildings to the mix, which kind of indicates the direction that they're heading with tenants and build out. So, and a lot of good things around the boulevard and on the west side of town. It's really kind of nice to see it come into fruition. It's taken us years to sort of reconfigure and kind of regroup and replan that whole area. And so, just good things. And if you're looking for retail or entertainment, obviously that area is going to stay sort of a hot place for that for a while.
And Station 12 is still on time in terms of the timeline with that being put up and opened up. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it got the jump start it needed a year ago, and you know, WS and the town had to kind of wrap our heads around how to get them to, you know, how mutually to get that thing restarted. And now I'm happy to say that it's moving forward, and we've got a lot of good things happening throughout the town. You see projects on North Forest, between North Forest and Audubon. New residential projects going up on Millersport. I've seen subdivision and new homes going up, and along New Road and places. We're still enjoying this kind of a push forward, if you will, as a town with economic development, and it's been great. It's been good. We've seen huge increases in sort of that new property value that's come online and new businesses doing business here. So, you know, we want to just kind of continue to see the town progress forward the way that it has and continue to see, an uptick in economic activity. It's good for us. It's good for the region. And it really puts a lot of value into the community, and is the reason we're able to take on improvements in our culturals and improvements in our town services. And, you know, whether it's the current town board or the past town boards I've been affiliated with, everybody's understood that, hey, if we're going to have investment and we're going to see investment in the community, then we need to be able to take that investment and turn it into opportunities for better ways to live and better opportunities for our residents. So it's just been a good, wonderful opportunity here again that some of these companies have invested in the west side of Amherst, and we continue to grow.
And for you, with your term ending at the end of this year, is it sort of a relief for you to be able to finally see these things through, that they're getting over the finish line and construction is starting, at least all the way up until your time is up in office?
You could look at it that way, or you could say, I feel like my time's compressed and we got a lot to do in a little time, you know. But I'm fortunate, you know, my deputy supervisor, Sean Lavitt, and Jackie Berger and I have been together for 3 years. Two terms have been working hard and trying to make sure that we could see some of these things get across finish lines. And, you know, we're close on some of those things, and we're hoping that a couple of the other pieces are far enough along that, you know, we can see that work continue into the future. So it's very gratifying right now. I think the sort of opportunities that we've had commingling with business and private investment, and then translating that into improved services and improved access to services.